Sandra Oh is one of the stars of the new movie Sideways. She also co-starred in Under the Tuscan Sun in the HBO series Arliss. She played the sports agent's assistant. In the film Double Happiness, she starred as a young Chinese-Canadian woman who wants to act but faces two big obstacles, parents who don't want her to act, and an industry that stereotypes Asian women. Sandra Oh grew up in Ottawa. Her parents are from Korea. Let's start with a scene from Sideways. The story is about two men nearing middle age. Thomas Hayden Church plays an actor who used to be in a soap opera. He's about to get married, but before he does, he's going to take a road trip through wine country with his old college roommate, played by Paul Giamatti. He's a teacher who has written a novel he's hoping to get published. The actor is all ego and id. The teacher is insecure and self-conscious. Sandra Oh plays a pourer at a vineyard who begins a passionate affair with the actor. He has conveniently neglected to mention he's about to get married. This is the scene where the guys first meet Sandra Oh at the vineyard.
So what do you think?
Quaffable, but far from transcendent.
I like it. She's great. Okay.
It's Cabernet Franc. This is only the fifth year we've made this varietal. Very few wineries around here do a straight Cab Franc. It's from our vineyards up in Santa Maria. And it was a silver medal winner at Paso Robles last year.
Well, I will tell you something. I've come never to expect greatness from a Cab Franc, and this one is no different. It's kind of a hollow, flabby, overripe...
I don't know. Tastes pretty good to me. So, do you live around here, Stephanie?
Yeah, up around Los Alamos. And I agree with you about Cab Franc.
We're just over in Buellton, the Windmill Inn.
Oh, yeah?
Do you happen to know a gal named Maya that works at the Itchy
Yeah,
Bus?
Sure. Yeah, I know Maya.
Yeah? Oh, we had a drink with her last night. Miles knows her.
Yes. Can we move on to the Syrah, please?
Jumping at the bit, huh?
Sandra Oh, welcome to Fresh Air. Now, you are directed by your husband, Alexander Payne, in this movie, who also made About Schmidt and An Election. Sometimes working with a spouse can be very awkward. For example, sometimes couples have a way of communicating that's with each other, especially when they're at home alone, that's different from the way they communicate in public. And sometimes people are different as a couple than they are as individuals on their own. And so if you're working together with your other half in that couple in a kind of public situation, because you have other actors on the set and camera crew and all that stuff, in your instance, did it ever get awkward because there's like the private version of the couple and the public version of the couple, and sometimes, you know, the two cross in an uncomfortable way?
Alexander has worked with a lot of the same crew for almost all four films. And I know a lot of the crew very, very well. And I can't express to you enough what a family kind of atmosphere the set was. It was really an extraordinary experience. And I've hung out with so many of those people for a long time that our persona as a couple is very, very comfortable. But when it actually came to the direction and the work of it, as opposed to hanging out and just the atmosphere of it, the first couple of days I was extremely nervous. And the difficulty is that, you know, you're nervous or you're feeling insecure, as all actors do. The person who knows you the best and who can read you the best just happens to be the person who is giving you direction. So, you know, when my deep insecurity would come up, you know, no one would be able to sense it except for my husband. And so, you know, he'd be going, "Oh, honey, are you okay? What's going on?" And I would go, "No, nothing. It's fine, because it's really about you, you know." So we actually came up with after the first day, we were driving back home, and because we talk about work a lot. We're not one of those couples who kind of, don't bring work into our lives. You know, when I'm doing a project, I talk about it. When he's doing a project, he talks about it. When we were driving home, suddenly he kind of started talking in a way that we always talk, and it just happened to be putting himself in the third person. And it was great, because he said, "You know, honey, did the director maybe say something wrong? Was there something the director, you know, did? And I'm like, no, it wasn't really about the director, because that's how I usually talk, you know. It's like, oh, I had this experience with this director. And after we kind of found that way, which was to talk about ourselves in the third person, it didn't become kind of a personal thing. It became a very, very normal, this is how we talk every day.
Sideways is based on a novel. So, you know, the story was already written before it was cast. When you were cast as the woman who becomes the girlfriend of the actor who's about to get married, did the role change at all because you're Asian? Well,
no.
let me give you an example. The character's mother is white.
Yeah.
I mean, that implies something.
It's really great to be able to speak to the writer director every day. Yeah, it really does give you an in. So when, you know, he was thinking about the mother, and I remember we were in like a hotel somewhere, and he goes, "Oh, honey, who do you think who should play your mom?" I thought, I want to pack as much story about Stephanie, the character, in this film as possible. My character is actually not on screen very much and doesn't have a lot of dialogue. So she's there visually a lot. So I was very, very conscious to try and pack as much character into every moment as possible. You know, visually, hair and costume and the way I walked, the way I ate French fries. As well, with this opportunity, with an in to make suggestions of what my daughter would look like and what my mother would look like, I tried to make big choices. So I am Asian. The wonderful little girl who played my daughter is half Korean and half black. And the woman who played my mother is white. And it's never talked about in the film. It's never dealt with. It's a very just a short scene where it's a visual thing. But I think it's strong because you get from it, it tells a deeper story about Stephanie. So I guess that kind of answers your question. Is I wanted to make the suggestion of the casting as to be as richly reflective of Stephanie's character as possible.
Now, you grew up in Ottawa, in Canada. Your parents, I think, came to Canada from Korea, is that right?
Yes, they came actually to the States in the early 60s, and then they moved to Canada.
Now, you started working professionally at the age of 16, and I think you did TV, theater, and commercials.
Yeah.
Did your parents push you in this direction at all? Because often when people get started young, it's with... This is a
oh,
no.
Oh, God,
this
no.
This is a no, right?
Oh, my goodness. No. No, absolutely not. We've come a long way, my parents, and we've come a long, long way. It was, they definitely did not expect me to be an actor, and early on did not want me to be an actor for a lot of very, very good reasons. But, you know, sometimes you're born without a choice. You know, you have to become who you have to become, you know, who you know you have to become. And that was the case for me. You know, it was great in Ottawa, you know, because it's a bilingual town, it's a bilingual country, and I speak French. You know, there were a lot of little industrial films and little television shows and stuff like that. So I was able to get in there by, you know, doing the English version and the French version. So as I started with that and, you know, made a little pocket change here and there, my parents just thought it was a hobby. And as long as I kept my academics up, which I did, it was no real problem to them because, you know, they were patient with this growing phase that I was going through. But as, you know, as high school was ending and it became much more of a serious thing for me, there was, you know, it was like war at home.
Over your future?
Yeah, over my future. And ultimately, you know, I'm the only person in my family who doesn't have a master's degree. You know, I never went to college. I'm like the dumb one, you know. But I will say that every single roadblock that my parents put in front of me has only made me better, has only made me, like, I get to talk to you now. Do you know what I mean? I'm talking to Terry Gross. And somewhere along the line, it's because my parents said no.
Well, what were some of the barriers they put up and some of the things they said no about?
They're just, like, really, and also I have to make clear that they are so amazingly supportive now, because they now see the worth and meaning to what I do. My parents really instilled in us that whatever you do in life, it should be for society and it should have meaning. And for them, you know, film and television acting seemed to be a meaningless job. That and the inevitability, because they faced it their entire life, which is, you don't look like everyone else. I don't, ultimately their feeling was, I don't want to put my child in a place where she's going to be rejected and hurt. You know, I was a very sensitive kid, right? And so they did not want me to do that. Because they said that I couldn't do it, and I did it anyway, really no one else can hurt me. Do you know what I mean? Like, my parents, I mean, I'm really, really lucky. I've come from a really fantastic family, and we're really close. So the people who are the most important to you, putting up the largest roadblocks, and for me to be able to overcome it and then win them over, you know, I did this piece when I was... My very, very first thing I did out of the National Theatre School was this piece called, for the CBC, called The Diary of Evelyn Lau. And to this date, it's the piece of work that I'm most proud of. It was a story based on this wonderful, famous Canadian poet, Evelyn Lau, and it traced her life between 14 and 17 when she ran away from home and ended up on the streets and became a prostitute and a drug addict. But she continued... Her fire of being a poet continued her journey, and she basically got out of it. When my parents saw that film, because it was pretty harrowing, it kind of dawned on them, at least to my mother, which was really important for me, that what I was doing was meaningful. And that's when it started changing for them.
My guest is Sandra Oh. She co-stars in the new movie Sideways. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. Sandra Oh is my guest, and she's now co-starring in the new movie Sideways, and she co-stars in a new TV series called Grey's Anatomy that will premiere on ABC in January. Sandra, have the roles that you have been offered over the years been limited at all, do you think, by the fact that you are of Korean descent?
That's such a big question.
Is it a hard one to figure out because you never really know for sure?
Yeah, because you never really know. Like, many people ask me, well, what's it like being an Asian actor? I'm like, well, geez, I don't know what it's like being white, so I only know what I know. And I have constantly, I'm knocking on wood, I have had the great fortune to continue work, and people who have responded to my work who let me work for them. If anything, as many people will know what I'm talking about when I say this, it's the glass ceiling is just lower, and it's a different kind of frustration than that all actors have. Because, you know, if you're an actor, you have the general frustration, which is, I know you don't look right, you're not pretty enough, you're too tall, you're things that you cannot control. But on top of that is another layer that we all know is out there, which is in stories that people want to tell, being shut out of being the central storytellers is frustrating in a deeper way. And going back to your question, the ways that I felt it being difficult not being white is because you cannot get into the room of those primary storytellers, and that the people, the films and the stories and the TV shows and all that stuff that are mostly being produced or produced and supported and usually seen by people, somehow they're not about you, or they're not letting you, because of what you look like, be who, you know, they want to represent their story. But, you know, in some ways, it's like it can create a great spirit in you if you don't let it crush you.
What do you mean?
I think it makes you stronger. Do you know what I mean? It makes you stronger, and it makes you more subversive. And ultimately, I think like-minded people will hopefully respond to your work, do you know what I mean, and want specifically what you have to offer.
In what way do you think it's made you more subversive?
I've been really, really fortunate. The majority of my work, I have played non-Asian specific parts. Like this a TV show, The Grey's Anatomy. The character was like a small, pert blonde girl that was written in. And the creators responded to who I am. I mean, I feel like I'm subversive just by being on screen. Do you know what I mean? I'm not a typical, or I'm not, I shouldn't say, I probably am very, very typical. I'm not the image of a lot of Asian women that people are used to seeing. I don't look like a Cupid doll, you know? And unfortunately, I mean, I don't look like Gong Li. You know, I don't. And my voice is the way that it is. It's much lower. And so me just being cast and being on screen and saying the lines the way that I want to say it, and projecting a different image of Asian women, I think is subversive.
Would Arliss be a good example of that, of a different image of an Asian woman?
Yeah, I think so, because like she was really, really funny and really, really crass. You know, in some ways,
and pushy sometimes too.
Oh yeah, and pushy and like mean and selfish. And even though she was smart and wore glasses, she was incompetent in a lot of ways. And I've just you know, over the years, when people come up to me and say that how they respond to my work, it has to do with a different kind of image or a specificity that I am able to bring out. Do you know what I mean? That is not the same as everyone else.
Well, Sandra Oh, it's really been a pleasure talking with you.
Oh,
thank you so much for talking with us.
Same here. Same here. Thank you, Terry, so much.
Sandra Oh co-stars in the new film Sideways, and she's one of the stars of the new ABC series Grey's Anatomy, which premieres in January.